You're listening to SBS News.
From the top of Montmartre Hill in Paris, an archbishop stands outside the Sacré-Cœur Basilica, blessing the city below. It's a prayer of goodwill for the French capital before Easter, as it continues to confront the coronavirus outbreak. Parisian woman Marianne Lerolle watches on and says while she won't be able to attend any church services this Easter, just hearing the bells is enough.
I find this very moving, to be really face-to-face with Christ, better than seeing him on a screen. It changes things. It's not the same, to say it simply.
Religious celebrations for Easter will be different this year, with all mass gatherings not only in France but around the world banned. Even in the Vatican, the Pope will conduct his Easter Sunday service via video. As for the rest of Italy, the country may be glimpsing the light. While deaths in the country remain high, the infection rate is slowing and the pressure on intensive care wards easing. In an interview with the BBC, Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte took aim at the European Union, accusing it of not sharing the burden of the crisis.
It's a big challenge to the existence of Europe and to the history of Europe. We're not just writing pages in the books of economics, we're writing pages in history books. This is a big appointment with history and we cannot miss it.
But overnight, after 16 hours of negotiation, the European Union has agreed on a rescue package to help the hard-hit continent. The Eurogroup chairman is Mario Centeno.
Today, we agreed to establish pandemic crisis support for the amount of 2% of member states' GDP. That is close to 240 billion euros. This is an important safeguard for all euro area countries during these times of crisis.
The package comes as a relief to struggling countries like Spain, which is still recording hundreds of deaths each day. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says while the country has reached the peak of the outbreak, there are still tough times ahead.
After these weeks when the battle has been agonizing, we are seeing that the fire that started the pandemic is starting to be put under control. The data is positive. We have reached and gone past the peak of contagion from COVID-19. We find ourselves near the beginning of the downward slope, what is called the descaling.
As Britons took part in the weekly clap for carers, it was announced Prime Minister Boris Johnson had left intensive care and is now being closely monitored in a regular ward. Downing Street says he's in extremely good spirits, and opposition leader Keir Starmer sent him his wishes.
Well, I'm really pleased for the Prime Minister and his family. It is a relief for them, and I really hope this is the beginning of a speedy recovery. And I think everywhere across the country, people will be wishing him well.
The UK has had little to celebrate this week. The daily death toll has soared again, 881 people in 24 hours. The nationwide lockdown now expected to continue well into May, as Foreign Minister Dominic Raab calls for patience.
We don't know conclusively that we're beyond the point at which we could start considering whether the measures will be relaxed, so we must keep it up.
But it's the United States, where most streets are now empty except for emergency vehicles, which is now considered the hardest hit country. It's recorded nearly 500,000 cases and 16,000 deaths. President Donald Trump again on Thursday evening attempting to reassure the people of America.
We're at the top of the hill, pretty sure we're at the top of the hill, and now we're going downward. In some cases, we've already started that process.
This is not just America's toughest public health crisis, but economically, it's being hammered as well. Around 17 million citizens have filed for unemployment claims, and it's estimated 10% of the population have lost their jobs. One driver delivering boxes of free food to some of the more impoverished suburbs of New York says minority and poor communities will be worst hit.
When you're in one of the poorest communities in the country, it already was a challenge. Those small businesses, they can't wait weeks for the Fed to help them. They need it in days. And so what people are watching right now is what happens when you don't invest in addressing poverty for generations.
Poverty also a concern for India, as the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise steadily each day. There, officials have resorted to transforming old decommissioned trains to isolation wards, desperately preparing for a burst in patients. Senior Officer Sanjay Chatterjee explains.
We have removed the middle berths and we have fitted the mosquito nets from outside the window.
India has reported around 6,000 cases and 169 deaths so far, but those numbers are expected to skyrocket. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.